At 10 o'clock, they're happy. How is she dead 2 hours later?
When a San Diego police officer is found dead in her home, who investigates? Follow One of Their Own, a new podcast from KPBS, wherever you listen.
Hey friends, Julio Ortiz here, producer and editor for Port of Entry. 2025 was a busy year for us. We featured some truly memorable stories that we were thrilled to share with you. From the excitement of having your own MLS soccer franchise, the touching journey of a displaced woman trying to reunite with her family, to the innovative approaches environmentalists are developing to tackle everyday challenges. What we didn't get to share with you is the number of public engagements we participated in this year, with presentations both north and south of the border. It was a memorable experience to meet some of you in person and to get to hang out with some great friends. To share these experiences with you, we put together a short video where we talk about these appearances and share some behind-the-scenes footage. Welcome to another Port of Entry short. Hope you enjoy it.
Connecting with the people who make that border come alive was always very important. This show doesn't exist without the people that make up this border community, so it only makes sense to be out in front of them, to connect with them in a more real way. For me, it's like, if people are just hearing my voice, like I want to hear them too. If not, it has to be like a circular thing for this show to be vibrant.
When you have an audience, it doesn't matter what you do, if it's a podcast, a radio show, or a musician, and an artist. But if you have an audience, you have to meet them and you have to spend time with them physically in order to listen to their feedback. And at the end of the day, we're telling the stories of this community. So it's important that we get to know the community and spend time with them and listen to whatever they have to say about our jobs and what we're doing.
It's very fulfilling to do these type of things, putting like, you know, faces to whoever listens to us and seeing the diverse group of people who are interested in what we do, and they come up to us with like comments or things they enjoyed and things that you're like, wow, people actually listen to this and enjoy, and it kind of feels very fulfilling to go out there and know that people are enjoying the work we do.
You develop an audience, and it's always good to just touch bases with those listeners that they may find what you do meaningful. And so when they get to meet with you and you're more accessible to them, then the whole story itself becomes much more of a meaningful experience for them. So it's always something we love to do. We love to talk to the followers, the fans. It reminds you that you're not just throwing your voice in the vacuum. There's actually people made of flesh and bones listening to what you do. The audience that was there were predominantly Port of Entry listeners or public media listeners. And so some of the questions that they had were pretty in tune with what we've done. So that was exciting.
We had a teenage girl and their mom say that, you know, I think they grew up learning English through KPBS, right? And there's so many stories like that.
I think that's actually might be the first or one of the only times where we actually go present in Spanish on the other side. Mm-hmm. Usually most of our public engagements have been on this side. So it was really cool to see students hungry for knowledge to figure out how to podcast and how to tell the stories of this region better.
I realized that NPR, public media, has a lot of impact across the border in Tijuana as well, not only here in San Diego. So a lot of Spanish-speaking people in Tijuana are listening to public media and NPR and Port of Entry and KPBS in general, which is pretty cool.
People were really interested in podcasting and like what we did. I feel like there was a lot of good, like, deep questions about the impact that our work can have and why we do what we do.
Yeah, and there are also some questions about, like, where does podcasting fit into, like, the larger media landscape? I think there are really smart questions, in fact. It was a good conversation. I would say 4.9 out of 5 stars with the stipulation that we could upgrade if
five.
We do more vegan food and some more art.
My only complaint would be that the taco tour hasn't happened.
Yes. I think the big thing for me was how cool it was to see so many students interested in like long form storytelling.
The coolest thing was just how interested they were in what we had to say. Like, it seemed like they really were into mm-hmm. our presentation. They wanted to learn from us. We had some fans there.
Love that.
Which is always very rewarding.
I thought they were all like obligated to be there. But then at the end of the talk, they all had questions and I realized they were all working on a podcast. So that was pretty interesting. I realized they were actually there because they cared.
This wide world of podcasts is so popular and people are really interested of like how to kind of make their own or like the different productions, like how to kind of make something for yourself too as well in the podcast space. So going into that mindset of like, in a teaching mindset of like how to help them out was what we enjoyed.
We went to Central Union High School in Pearl Valley to meet the students that created the podcast Voices del Valle. We taught them how to make an interview, how to gather audio, ambi, how to edit, how to write a script. And I think that experience was my favorite for sure.
It was pretty amazing how talented some of them were. But just being able to encourage that and water those plants and, you know, help them realize the power that they do have in their voices and in their storytelling was really cool.
I realized that teenagers and young adults have a lot to say. So giving them that space and realizing that they have so many deep things to share was very heartbreaking and at the same time beautiful for me to witness.
It's the first presentation closest to the border on the U.S. side. And we got to meet a lot of transborder folk.
It was brought a few artists that I've never heard of from both sides of the border that was really cool to connect with. And we spoke about our work.
We said why we think it's so important that Port of Entry exists right now in this specific time. And it was mm-hmm. a strong message that we shared. And the best thing about it was that we did it in Spanish, and as some of you know, I'm way smarter in Spanish. So I was just
flowing,
going with the flow and blah, 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 and I couldn't stop talking. And that was great.
All Things Considered is one of the biggest platforms in public media. Everybody knows about them. But it was an oh my God, oh my God, oh my God moment. It was very exciting. Also very nerve-wracking.
Any chance we can work with the national folks at NPR, I think it's a fun opportunity. I think a lot of the stories we tell are worthy of probably showing it to a larger audience. Obviously we're online, but just the fact that we can be on broadcast and have that out there, I think it helps us a lot.
It's nice when one person appreciates what you do and sees the value in what you do, but when you have a big platform like that, it's just multiplied. So it's great. You know, it just makes us, I think, want to keep doing it and doing it better.
I wrote some bullet points and I have my computer, and I remember Alan was so relaxed. He was just like, yeah, just go with the flow. And I was like,
we're more similar than we do. You were way more similar than you think. But yeah, in that particular day, I was very relaxed.
Alan was super relaxed. Yeah. Like, I got here an hour before and I was studying my bullet points, and I was like, okay, if they ask this, I'm gonna answer this, and then I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna sound so smart. And Alan got there like 10 minutes before, and he was like, hey, good morning.
What are we doing today?
Like, what are we doing today? All Things Considered? Oh yeah, I heard about that show. But I think that helps us a lot, that you're like that, because we balance each other. Mm.
That's it for this year. We have a lot of exciting updates and stories to share with you this upcoming year, so stay tuned for more. Y nos vemos pronto.
It's hard to ignore that childhood has changed in a lot of ways. And one of the most striking reasons is the role technology is playing in it. From the NPR Network and KPBS, this is Screen Time, a podcast featuring conversations about technology and kids in today's digital age. Listen to Screen Time wherever you get your podcasts.